RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Texas correspondent is Kate Dunbar, and we are really excited to have her here for a special episode of Campground of the Week. It's a campground smackdown. Kate, welcome to the show, and are you ready to do some smacking down?
I am, Jeremy. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Kate. It is so exciting that we are doing so many things this week. We're not only doing a campground smackdown, but we're also pairing these campground reviews with an entire episode of RVFTA. So, and that's all about the stuff that you're going to do when you visit this area. Kate, where are we going?
The first campground we are going to go to in Fredericksburg is Fredericksburg RV Park, right smack dab in Fredericksburg, right in the town. You're less than 5 minutes from where all the action is on Main Street.
Now, then tell us right now what the second campground will be so everybody can get this kind of grudge match going in their minds.
The second campground is going to be Fredericksburg KOA, which is outside of town by about 2 miles.
All right, so we're going to review both of those campgrounds, or rather, we're going to sit back and let Kate review both of those campgrounds. And then, as Stephanie said, you're going to want to head over to the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast this week, and we're going to have a whole episode on things to do in Fredericksburg, Texas, because it's a hot spot in Texas for RVing.
It's an entire travel package.
It's an entire package here. But before,
I've done all your work for you. All you need to do is print out the list that Stephanie will put together and just go and have fun.
I love it. Before we dive into this smackdown, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you're an RV enthusiast or love the comforts of a cabin, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From water zones to mini golf to wagon rides and themed weekends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that's also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
All right, Kate, you're going to give us some info on campground number one, which is the Fredericksburg RV Park. And according to your notes, it's located at 305 East Highway Street, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
She's even got the address.
Yes.
So tell us.
Because I'm that way.
We love your notes around here. Tell us a little bit about this campground. How big is this campground?
So this campground has 100 pull-through sites, and they are only a pull-through campground. And they handle some really big rigs, and they can handle some little small ones. It's fine. It doesn't matter. They're all full hookups. They're all a tight-packed gravel that you drive up on, and they all have cement little patios with a big, really, really nice picnic bench that's there. Some of them have trees that are brand new. Some of them have trees that are more mature.
And this is Good Sam, right?
Yes, you get your Good Sam discount there.
Okay, price range. How much does it cost to camp in the great state of Texas at a place like the Fredericksburg RV Park?
You are looking at anywhere between $50 and $55 a night. They also do weekly rates, and those are between $300 and $325, and they do monthly rates, but you need to call, and sometimes they'll even let you do winter storage there in the campground. Just call and find out what they've got available.
All right, now tell us a little bit about what we're looking at in terms of peak seasons. You know, like, when is it super busy? When do we need to book way in advance?
Okay, you're entering into that time right now. March is the start of the wildflower season, and it's also the start of when all the wineries gear up and get their events going, their music venues, all of their winery dinners and everything. March through May is busy. May through June, it slopes down a little, but not too much, because that's when all the live music kicks in, just getting ready for summer and the really hot weather. And May opens up peach season, and peaches are the number one product in Fredericksburg. That's what they're famous for. So you have March through June. It's going to be just packed with events and things to do. During the winter months, it's going to be cold and possibly rainy, and really easy to get in. I called and made a reservation about 2 weeks before I wanted to come in.
You know, Kate, help us out. The people that are listening, Texas can be complicated weather-wise because it's so large and there's so many different types of topography. So it's like a little bit confusing to know where the hot parts of Texas are and where, you know, their mountainous areas are and everything. So
it's
This campground is open year-round because technically it can be nice year-round, but you're not likely to have it. Is that kind of the story?
Exactly. So we went there at the first week in January. My children were still on Christmas break, and it went down to 12 degrees. This was this abnormal cold snap that we had. It was wild. It was the craziest thing we ever experienced here. There was ice, everything. But I got to tell you, it was really fun camping in cold, and everybody worked together. Some water froze, some water didn't, but everybody got it together and got it all working. And hot can be 110, 115.
Oh my God.
So this is this extreme. And the hill country, which is exactly where Fredericksburg is located, it's about 80 miles east of Austin. It's 70 miles north of San Antonio, and it's 500 miles east of El Paso. I'm sorry, west of Austin. I really messed that one up.
But is this technically hill country?
This is. Okay. This is the official hill country of Texas. This is where the first German settlements were. This is where agriculture started. This is where everything, where the rail lines came in, you name it. It happened in here. So this was a high concentration. There's water, there's hills, there's farmland, there's history. This is your section.
What does the campground look like visually?
The campground is pretty much, I would consider this one of your basic pull-throughs. There isn't a lot of topography. There isn't a lot going on. It's your rows of drive-ins, how you do that. The washroom, where the showers are, where the laundry facility is, where the large meeting room is centrally located in this campground. It's a large rectangle shape. So that was nice because you weren't walking to a corner far off to where a restroom was. But I would say I'm trying to compare it to something that I've done a review on before. And like kind of like Ventura Beach RV, how everything was designated in its own lines and its own areas, and there it was.
So RV park, but nice.
Yes. Really nice. The cleanest one I've ever seen. I mean, they are outside all the time, raking leaves, raking the gravel, making it clean, picking up trash, you know, asking if there's anything they can do to help you. They've got a really cool duck pond in the back, and my kids just loved it, you know, especially because it was so cold. There was ice and everything all over there, and they were just having fun, and the guys were like, oh, you know, pick up some rocks and throw it in there and try and break the ice, and they were just really helpful, really fun, really nice.
All right. Now, you have some campsite recommendations for us, right?
I do. We were in our Airstream. So we had our 30-foot trailer, and then we had our Ford F-250 Super Duty. We were in site 19. We fit perfectly. We weren't hanging out anywhere. Didn't need to park anywhere else. Great. And it worked.
And that's with the long bed on the F-250.
Yes, it is. Because it can fit all my camp kitchen stuff in it.
Kate travels with a lot of stuff.
I do. I totally do. But if you like that, I want to go somewhere, I'm going to spend some time, and I need it to be quiet. I just want a quiet, relaxing area. Sites 70 through 100 are exactly where you want to be. But if you want to have that ease of, I get up early, I want to get going in the morning, I don't want to bother a ton of people, sites 1 through 43 are fantastic. They're right there close to the front, and you can get in and out. If you are bathroom shower dependent, meaning that you don't like to use your trailers or you have multiple people and you got to get people through showers at night, you want sites that are 33 through 78. They're close. They wrap the area of the bathroom, and it's great. Those bathrooms there are killer. So far, they're at the top of my list in cleanliness, in ease, and in functionality. The shower is in there. The sink is in there. There's a huge changing area in there. There's great ventilation in there, so you're not getting all steamed out. And it was fantastic. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There were 8 of those bathroom shower rooms right there for you.
That's high praise from Kate. I mean, you said that that's a little huge. Casually, but coming from you, that's pretty meaningful.
Yeah, the it other is. One that she raves about, the other bathroom, is the Highway West property in California, which...
Yeah, flying flags. You
know, okay,
flying
wait flags. A minute. Hold on. Now, Flying Flag still wins because of... But yeah, Flying Flag. The whole Highway West, they just win over there.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. I'm sorry.
But I can remember the last time that you raved about a bathroom.
It was the fixtures in that bathroom and the tile work. It was unbelievable. But anyways, I'm getting off course. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Let's segue into other nice things like amenities and the large clubhouse.
Got it. So they can handle rallies at this campground, and they do quite often. So they have a large clubhouse you can go play in. My kids were running around in there and playing and coloring and having fun, and they didn't mind at all. Like I said, rally facility. They have a huge full kitchen that can be used. Groups are welcome. They've got a big screen TV in there. The laundry facility was super nice, clean, had everything that you could possibly need. Free Wi-Fi internet that was great. Totally was able to use it all over the park. They have a horseshoe pit, and this is something in Texas. This gives them a gold star from me. They had free ice, and when it's 119 degrees at the extreme, you want ice in your ice chest or in your trailers, because those little countertop ice machines will not keep up because usually the humidity is up so high.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that before, a campground offering free ice. It's always the little things that put a campground.
It's like getting free coffee in New England in the fall.
They've got free coffee there too. So that works too. They've got the coffee in the morning, and you're welcome to go on in with your mug, with your camp casual mug, which I could have sold 100 of them because I thought they were so cute.
Tell them to put them in their camp store.
I should. I really should. They have a pet playground in one area, so you can totally turn your dog loose, and they're safe, and there's, you know, places for them to run around. And then they also have a really long dog walk area. So, if, you know, maybe you don't have that great of a social dog who needs to stay on a leash, that's a great place for them. They've got the koi pond that is beautiful with a cute little waterfall, and they've got a swing there so you can sit by it. And then they've got the duck pond too.
This sounds really good.
Yeah, I don't know. What's going to happen on campground.
Could you call it a resort, or are they? I mean, they don't call it a resort.
No,
does it have a resort feel, or wouldn't you go there?
No pool.
There's no pool. I mean, there's no pool, so that kind of cuts it out for me during the summer, I have to say.
I agree.
It's more of those, like, it kind of reminds me of Jackson, Wyoming, when you go to the Virginian. You don't go to the Virginian to spend time there. You go there because you are spending time in the town doing activities, and you want to be close to it.
But then, at the same time, it provides that really comfortable base camp for your
absolutely.
Family.
Yeah, and I the like great that. Thing, it is true, and I'm not sardined in there, which is great. There's room and space with everybody around your campsite. So I liked that a lot.
Now, Kate, you were particularly happy with the customer service here?
Unbelievable. It's really hard. And this is going to be a good fight pitting them between each other. One, when the water did freeze there, the pump house the water line actually froze. So there wasn't any water going to anybody's RVs. They went over to Walmart and grabbed water for everybody that was staying there. No cost to us, all stuff. So kudos to them. Yeah. That was, and then they gave us all a discount that night because we couldn't use all the amenities and we, you know, were full hookups. So right there, that says customer service and that says loyalty. I will come back to them because of what they did for us.
And it's not like they did anything wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just the weather. Weather was bad. Yeah,
weather, yeah. You know.
But that is, that's crazy. The understanding of real customer service understands that it's not about like whether it's your fault or not. It's about making your RVers comfortable.
Making the best of the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And making the best of the moment. And then they were also really fantastic that most of the people who work there have lived there for years. They're retired. They're there. They had great suggestions of where to go, where for our kids to go, great playgrounds for the kids to play in, places to go shopping if we wanted food, go here, don't go there, go to this place, but definitely don't go here. They were great. I mean, everything on my list that I went and did was a recommendation from them that we will be sharing on the RVFTA podcast.
Yeah. So just a reminder to everybody, head over to the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast, and Kate's going to be talking all about the things to do in Fredericksburg. Now, yep. I don't think you spent a lot of time on the Wi-Fi at this campground, but was it any good?
It was good. I had absolute three bars the whole time. I could download stuff. My kids were watching Netflix on that freezing cold night. So yeah. We were just fine. That was great. We're all huddled up in blankets and heaters going. They do have live entertainment from time to time, especially during the spring, summer. So you just have to look with them and check with them of what's happening. Like I said, it usually happens in that clubhouse.
Now, Kate, you really described a great base camp. And some of our favorite campgrounds that we've been to in the last 8 years have actually been more of that base camp kind of a campground. Like just this really wonderful place to come back to after a long day of exploring. A nearby area and just unwind with your family. And that's what sets RVing apart for us is that we're not going back to a hotel. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to go back to the campground. So this is kind of fitting into that category for me listening to your description. But we know that nobody's perfect. So what do you want to tell people just to prepare them for knowing that there may be something that may not be the best here?
Right. So piggybacking on what you just said, this was our end of the day. We just want to cook dinner, take showers, and go to sleep. We were tired. There wasn't anything else for us to do. Paige and Andrew were playing, doing their thing. But there is no playground and there is no pool there. So if your kids, if your family is dependent on go send them to the playground to get your night going or get your morning going, this might not be the place for you unless if you bring the entertainment with you and they do it all right outside your door at your trailer. If they do it outside your door at your trailer, they're totally fine and they're welcomed and they're wanted. It's just there isn't a lot of room in this area to put in a full playground and to do that kind of thing because they chose to add in more pull-through sites. So, you know, there's your give and take. It would be great if there was an area, but I understand why there wasn't. My kids were totally fine.
All right. So Kate is going to come back in a second. She's going to give us a whole second review on the Fredericksburg KOA, and then we're going to smack it down, and we're going to have to force Kate to pick one and pick a favorite, which is going to be, I don't know how she's going to do it.
I'm not going to force her. I'm
honestly,
one of those people.
I have to tell you the truth. I'm not even sure if she's decided yet.
Yeah,
okay?
I haven't. I can tell you that right now.
I was getting that vibe. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off their production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, 50 years later, where Jayco is building everything from camping trailers to Class A motorhomes. With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com, by the way. Are you ready to take us to the Fredericksburg KOA at 5681 East U.S. Highway 290, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624?
I am. Are you ready to go back to Fredericksburg?
I'm so excited. I mean, I love the Smackdown concept, and I think we need to do it more. So basically, we know where we are because you set that up in the last one. How far away is this campground from the Fredericksburg RV park?
A little over 2.5 miles, and it's to the east, so you are outside of town.
Okay, so they are close.
They're close. They're really close.
In more ways than one. So how big is this campground?
So this is one of the KOA's medium size to large size campgrounds. It's got the cabins, it's got the back ends, it's got the tent section, and it's got the pull through. So it has all the above. It has a lot of space. They even have like a trailer storage area over on one of the sides. So this is a very large area to, you know, set up your nice outside cozy area, put your feet up, look at the old oak trees, and enjoy your time.
All right. So I'm already seeing a little bit of a difference in terms of the type of campground, whereas the Fredericksburg was more of that standard RV park with more like symmetrical kind of site.
It's like the utilitarian
RV
park.
And this seems more like that self-contained campground, right? That KOA is really good at when they're at their best.
They really are. When they are at their best and they're on their game, this one I would definitely say has that relaxed camp vibe, where if you weren't going into town, you could just be fine hanging out right at your trailer and enjoying the moment right there.
All right, dollars and cents count. So how much does it cost to camp at the Fredericksburg KOA?
Pull through is $80 a night.
So we're talking about a significant price increase from the Fredericksburg RV park.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And about $77 for a back end. So there's, you know, apples and oranges right there. If you are going price wise, this might be a turning point.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk site details, and then we'll get into amenities, which might help explain the price difference. So tell us about the sites first. What kind of site are you getting for, you know, 80 a day?
So I'm literally fresh off the road. I just stayed there this weekend, and I had a beautiful pull-through site underneath an old oak tree that almost was terraced. Their upper area where the pull-throughs are and some of the back-ends are have the older, mature, shaded trees. And it's nice to not be level with your neighbor, to kind of have that terrace where you're higher than the person next to you. So you just kind of get a bigger feel, a better area. They are pretty wide sites, so I wasn't competing with my neighbors at all. The back end sites were all around the edge of the campground. Same with the cabins too. They were sprinkled in and out, which was great. Down across the little creek that they have there were more pull throughs and back ends. And I would say that was a really cozy area, but that area also has some live entertainment sometimes on the weekends. So if you want quiet, you need to request more up towards the top.
All right, so the amenities are a little different here than the RV park. So tell us what they have.
They have a pool. So there's a check on the list that opens in May and it closes September, October, depending on when the weather dips here. And sometimes the pool could be open until Thanksgiving because it's still hot. So you never know. But during the summer, you will have a water, you know, access there for your kids to play in, for you to just relax in and get out of that hot summer sun. They have a really big dog park area, and they have these huge grass areas where kids were just running around and playing and having a blast. They definitely have weekend entertainment, so you're going to get music of some sort where everybody just, you know, has fun and sits around and listens to each other, and it's great.
Yeah, I'm thinking that for a lot of people, it seems like it's going to be a make or break decision based on just the pool and the playground, right? Like, do you have kids that love to go to the pool at 5 o'clock at night when you're making dinner?
Exactly. A little word of warning for the booking on here. At least 4 months in advance, if you're coming in during that March through June time, a year in advance. And they're very serious. They book up very quickly. So put that on your notes to do. During the winter, pretty easy to get in there.
Like booking a state park.
It's pretty much like book. I think that there's a lot of places like that now, and I think that's the way how it's going, unfortunately.
It is. It is. Very true. Now, for $80 a night, I want Kraken Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Kraken Wi-Fi. That's such a funny word that you just said. So, here we go. I was there, and we had a torrential rain and lightning storm that we haven't had here in Texas in the Hill Country in a long time. It was like last year that we had this much lightning. Lightning struck the Wi-Fi tower, lightning struck their cable tower, and lightning struck their water tower. They had three strikes in succession in a period of 2 minutes.
And this is why Kate now has superpowers, and she's able to create content at a rapid clip.
Hill Country's exciting.
So now let me tell you I'm going to jump to the customer service part of them, why I rated them really high based on that situation right there that I just explained. They called me as I was driving in to town and said, hey, this is what's happened. We've been able to get the cable. Let's see, the cable will be on later tonight. We got the water back on, but we don't have the Wi-Fi. We've already called a couple RV grounds, you know, around the area. If you're dependent on Wi-Fi, they've got it and we can move you right over. It's not a problem.
Wow, that is great customer service. They were willing to send you to another campground.
Absolutely.
Instead of letting you be disappointed.
But at both of these campgrounds, just that's really smart. Great examples of customer service.
And then, the next day, the water pump went out completely. And they had to go scour parts and get it all built together. So everybody that was in the park, they offered that exact same thing again. Would you like us to help you get to another campsite? You know, a hotel room that you can just roll in and out of to take showers at? Or, you know, do you want to rough it with the rest of us? Everybody that was coming in that day, they already diverted them to different RV parks. So my hat is off to those KOA owners and managers. They handled a crazy situation that you never would think of would really happen, but only in Texas does stuff like this happen.
That's great to hear. Now, and I'm glad that we're able to give them a shout out for that, because, you know, not everybody is going to have that kind of, you know, unfortunate event happen while they're staying here. But it's nice to know that if something does, it's going to be okay. Now, this is the same kind of situation, I think, as the Fredericksburg RV park, where nobody's really providing a song and a dance and a lot of activities at a campground in this area because they're going and doing the stuff in the area around it.
Exactly. This was kind of a shock to me, but because I didn't read one page on their KOA website. Had I had read that page, I would have seen this. It's in black and white. It's right there. They do not have activities going on at this park. They don't have the KOA kids camp. They don't have anything like that. It's just pool and grass area and playground, mainly because the people who are coming into here are going wine tasting. They're going and doing extra activities that we'll talk about on the RVFTA podcast. So this is kind of one of those, you're going to pay a very premium price and you're not going to get a lot of the KOA bling that you normally do. But if you're okay with that, then this is a great place.
All right. Well, it's a great place, go ahead.
Well, I want to ask too, what does it look like visually? Is it prettier than the RV park? Is the setting substantially nicer?
The setting is better. It has those mature trees. It has the acorns, you know, sprinkled all around the ground. The owners of this KOA live on property, and they've got these cute, fluffy chickens that just walk all over the place. They don't annoy you or anything like that, but it's just, you know, like there's some really good, you know, pretty sights that are there, and it's just, it's lush and it's green right now because spring is coming right here, and so everything's starting to bud out, and it's relaxed. It's got more space. It's that more rugged kind of rural where you'd expect a KOA to be, just, you know, in the middle of town. You've got this great little swath of nature that you're parked in, and that's it.
Kate, was this the campground that you stayed at on your Route 66, the very last campground where you stayed at to see the wildflowers?
No, that was in San Angelo when I was coming on through. So I'm trying to think, okay, San Angelo and this one. Nah, I can't compare them.
Okay. All right. I was just thinking of the wildflowers and remembering that you were talking specifically about that.
Exactly. And this is the area when you want to go see it. And I'll have a ton more to share in little info bits on when we talk the next time. But this one, it's a great campground. It really, really is.
Nobody's perfect, though. And you did mention the lack of activities. Is there anything else, or is that really the one thing you would like to see change?
I would say that, I think, because of what KOA is really known for, and that is family, and that is fun, and keeping everybody at the campsite who wants to stay at the campsite doing things. And word of warning, this is kind of on that you know, insider detail list. You cannot have wood fires at this KOA. It has to be propane. So make certain that you have your portable fire pit with you. If that's something that you like to do, or if you're going to barbecue or grill, it must be on propane. It cannot be open flame, no charcoal, no wood.
Oh, that's a really good
tip. That's a great insider detail. Mm-hmm. Now, Kate, it's a campground smackdown, so we have
let's wrap it up.
We have to
pull it all together. Okay.
Pull it all together.
Kate, let's give people who may be listening to you as a correspondent for the first time, right? Because we always have new listeners jump on board. You camp both with your family and you camp solo, right? With your with your Sisters on the Fly group, etc. So you do a lot of different types of trips. So maybe there's a difference for where you'd stay for those, and
Stephanie's
that's okay.
Trying to give you an out.
No, I'm trying to allow her to talk about.
She's doing so well.
Okay, so with that in mind, you are welcome to draw from all types of your trips to answer Jeremy's, you know, demand that you choose one.
Okay, this is what I would do, and I'm going to reverse it. If I had to choose my single solo trip again, I would absolutely be at Fredericksburg RV Park, because none of the amenities and none of really all that kind of stuff would have meant anything to me. To my kids, it was a little, you know, not, I don't want to say downhearted because that's not the right word, but they didn't have a playground to go play on. Mm-hmm. So I would absolutely swap it, and I would pick the KOA. I know it's more expensive. I get that, but there's a larger area for them to roam around. There is live entertainment. There is the pool. And even though I'm outside of town, it's kind of nicer out there because there are the more mature trees. There is that relaxed, open feel. And that's what I would do. I would choose the KOA. But knowing that if I was on a, I must hit these 20 places and go do all this kind of stuff, absolutely, I'd choose the Fredericksburg RV Park in a heartbeat because it's right there in town.
I think that's an incredibly helpful wrap-up.
And it is. I mean, when you take two good campgrounds, there may be reasons why on certain occasions you want to go to one and reasons you may want to go to the other one on other occasions. Stephanie and I did a campground smackdown of a Jellystone Quarryville in Pennsylvania and Lake and Wood nearby.
Which are both amazing.
And I would always want to take the kids to the Jellystone, but if it was just the two of us, give me Lake and Wood any day of the week.
Here's the little tidbit, though. There is a Jellystone there in Fredericksburg. It's even further to the east outside of town, but that Jellystone books up all the time for groups. And there was a huge food bloggers and travel trailer group that was there having their symposium that whole weekend.
Kate, we're headed
we're
there.
We're heading
to that one,
Kate.
We just happen to have very bad luck and to be missing Kate when we're there.
I know, she's going to be out of town.
I know, it's so crazy that we're finally getting to Texas.
I mean, but there is that option. If you want a kid-friendly campground in Fredericksburg, there is a Jellystone there. I have no information on it whatsoever, so I can't judge anything, and I couldn't get in because they booked up pretty far in advance.
Well,
so that's the only info I can give.
Campground of the Week listeners can stay tuned on that one because we'll have a full review of that one. Big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com. And a big thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts and also to our friends at Progressive Insurance.
When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, which is optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first years, say in a lightning storm in Hill Country, Texas. Get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And a reminder to all our listeners out there, Kate did a great piece on our blog at rvfta.com on cast iron cooking tips. There's a tutorial embedded in there. There's a recipe in there, all kinds of great stuff. And Kate, tell everybody where else they can find you.
You can find me on Facebook at Kate's Curious Kitchen, and you can find me on Instagram, Kate's Curious Kitchen, and on my website, which has my blog and some great camping printables and all the links to all of my campground reviews and my time that I've talked with you on RVFTA at katescuriouskitchen.com.
And you will want to follow her over there. Everybody, make sure that you go over to the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast, which drops every Thursday, and listen to the paired episode of these campground reviews all on the region around it. We'll plan an entire wonderful RV vacation. just like Kate does. The last paired episodes that she did for us were her Route 66 tour and all the campgrounds that went along with that. It was just phenomenal. And I can't tell you how many times you've heard over the last year or so that people have used that to plan out their own trips. So,
well,
Kate,
we're going to use
again.
Her Fredericksburg info to plan our trip.
It's true. It's so much fun. And I love getting tagged on everybody's Instagram images when they are doing Route 66, because it brings me right back to that trip again, and which I took a year ago.
All right, Kate, we are going to see you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.
We will see you. Thank you.
Bye.